Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Rosemary Fox with The Third Eye. And tonight I'm only going to have an hour show, like not an hour and a half, but I'm also not going to be talking about a subject matter today. I just don't feel like it. So I decided to shorten the show and have a little bit more rest here. So I'm still recovering from my cold. I mean, I'm okay, but, you know, I've had a busy day today and I can feel my nose all stuffed up again. So anywho, I have a couple announcements. Next week on this show, I'm going to be talking about Halloween, and I know that sort of that we do that every year, but I'm going to see if I can find something a little bit different to add to it, because even though we always associate it with covens and witches and such, you know, it's so much more than that, and it's a very spiritual time too. So it's not all that you think it is. I know we've made it into, you know, a tradition of door knocking and dressing up and all the rest of it, but there's a lot more to Halloween. So I wanted to talk about that next week. Also, tomorrow night, Pat Rivers has her show, River Spirit Messages, that starts at 10 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio. Next Tuesday, we also have a show together, which is from 8 o'clock to 9:30 Eastern Time. And, of course, this show every week from usually is 7 to 8:30, but today I'm only doing it to 8 o'clock, which is, you know, I could choose to do. So I actually put that time in, so I can't go over that time. But I should be able to get to everybody that's looking to have a question. So I think that's about it. I was going to talk about moon changes, but I can do that another time. Only because the one thing I will say is not been the best of years for a lot of people. And this is an 8-year, which means if you've had plans or business plans or something that your heart's desire, especially when it comes to financial, this is supposed to be the year that you would have at least had that in your mind. I'm going to do this. I'm going to change jobs. I'm going to do better. And even if you get that plan going, next year is a 9-year. It means time to execute it. No more sitting on the pot and not getting on with it. And I know that's frustrating if you're one of these people going from job to job, trying to find a job, et cetera. But it is supposed to flow a little better. And now we don't have the retrogrades and all that nonsense. So, you know, hopefully here we'll have a more of a peaceful November and a less frictionless December and hopefully a halfway decent year next year, which is, you know, end of journey. And 9 is end of journey. It means to get on with it. Whatever you're going to do, let's get it done this next year and watch it blossom. So, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. I know everybody expects the end of the world anytime soon, but it's not going to be. We're still going to be around for a while yet. So, okay. Let me see who I've got. I've got 916-607. So I'm going to come to you first.
Hello, Rosemary.
Hello.
Hi. I hope you feel better.
Well, this has been going on for over a week. I mean, I had such a headache last Wednesday. I can't remember. I think I took a show. I mean, my head was jumping off my shoulders. And you know, this is ridiculous. I live in Florida. It's not even freezing here. But we've had some, you know, cold nights. Not cold, but, you know, like chilly compared to Florida. And I always get a cold or something. It's really annoying. I hate being any kind of sick, anything. Okay, so who am I talking to?
Oh, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. So, Nancy, do you have a question?
Well, I was just curious about what you see in future work or service or even schooling.
Okay. Nancy, you're a natural-born giver, and there's a good and a bad aspect to that. It's a good thing that you are. You're very kind and giving, but also people take advantage, and you have to be very careful not to give so much that you're taken advantage of, because then that's hurtful to you, because you don't understand that about people, you know, because I don't feel that you're that type of person, but I think that you have a lot of wisdom to offer, and I think you're always there for people when they need it, but that's not always the case with you. So let me just look and see what you have here. Okay, so this is an interesting thing. I'm sort of like, you're not working right now, right?
That's correct. I'm retired.
Yeah. So what I'm seeing is okay, so Nancy, you know I talked about an 8-year and a 9-year and doing stuff. I do feel that you're going to think of something to do. I'm not necessarily thinking like a charity of some sort, but I'm thinking that you're going to get something off the ground. It's not because you're bored. It's just because you got so much to give. You know, you're not dead yet, okay?
Right.
So, I think you're too much of an active person. You're not, you know, you need stimulus and I do see you getting something off the ground. I don't see it materializing before Christmas. And, you know, to be honest, we don't have much time anyway. But I do actually feel that this is how it feels to me. Okay, we get into January, and it'll be here and gone before you know it. So you kind of think, oh, okay. You know, you know what I mean. It's like we get into the New Year's and nothing special is happening in January. But I do actually think by the time the springtime rolls around, that there's all kinds of things pop in here with you where you're going to think of what you want to do and you're actually going to do it. And I do somehow think it's a way to make money or making money, okay? So that's what I honestly feel about you. I do think on, let me see. All right, have you actually thought about moving right now?
Yeah, I think about moving, but I don't think it's feasible right now in this situation.
No, it's almost like the idea. It's almost like something you dream of, and then it will be there in the future. I do actually think that you will do it, but I think that that's going to be next year. But I actually think it's going to be more towards the latter half of next September. December. You're going to go through a whole year before you actually do it. But what it is about moving, it is when you do it, is exactly right for you. Because I know it's always frustrating when you think, oh, I'd like to move, and then either you can't afford it or it's not, you can't find any, you know, it just doesn't fall into place. But I think by the end of next year, there's so much more going on for you, and you're going to, you know, maybe you'll take up some new hobbies and stuff. Also, too, Nancy, are you metaphysical, too? Or do you do healing?
I'm very interested in getting into either healing or metaphysical work.
Yeah, I think you should do it. I think actually you have the ability to be a really good healer. So not only are you good at counseling, you will find that if you've not taught that before, you will. But I actually feel that the metaphysical thing, that I think you'll learn, you know, a technique, and then you'll go on and learn more. So there's new groups of people for you to meet, and I also think that there will be people that will go out of your life, and I don't want you to give it a second thought. I don't care if, you know, you've been good and you don't know why they're not talking to you or it's not happening. Let it go. Just let it go. Some people are not supposed to stay in your life, and that moving on is more growth for you, if you get what I mean. We're worried about other people taking care, and they don't care or they don't treat you right. Just let it go, because there's a lot of changes. There's a lack of communication here with somebody that you care about, and I'm not sure who, because I don't have time to go into that. But I would watch your back here and who you are a confidant to, who you tell your business to. But I see you making new friendships. There's a lot going to go on for you, and you're definitely going to find a new way. So maybe you'll do the healing thing, and you'll do classes or something, but you'll be making money, but it's like a joy, okay? It's something you're going to undertake, and then it's joyful for you. It's not, it's like, okay, I this is great, and I make some money too. So I think it's going to be really good for you. And I want to tell you that you always have angels around you, and I actually feel there's one particular archangel that you should talk to, and that is Angel Raphael. So there may be some emotional healing here that you need. The reason that Raphael is around you, because that's usually the case. So if you need an angel that will, you know, they do listen. If you're sincere, they absolutely listen. I'm sure they get fed out with people like, oh, can you do, you know, but when you're sincere and you say, you know, any help you can give me, I thank you. That is so appreciated, and I'm going to tell you, you do get the help you need. So if you have emotional issues here that need to be healed, please offer a prayer to Angel Raphael, and you will be heard. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. Yeah, you take care.
Thank you, Nancy. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, my next caller is 561-247. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I hear, is that you coughing? I can hear. I can hear somebody coughing or something. Okay,
no,
what is your name?
No, not coughing.
Okay. Stacy? It's Stacy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what is your question, Stacy?
I wanted to know what you see in regards to career and schooling.
Okay. What I'm thinking of is have you procrastinated? Have you been on the fence about what it is that you want? Have you been procrastinating too long? Is something else taking your interest so you have not gone on with it here? Okay, do you not look at anything emotional or ties, romantic, anything put you off where you're going and what goals? You can achieve a lot. I see a brand new key to a new door for you. So I know that there's a choice here. So I'm not sure which direction or which career you are if you are going to go back to school. Yeah. I think that you should go back to school. If you're not in school now, you should be in school. You'll get it. There'll be something in your head. You go, okay, I'm going to make up my mind to do it. And you're not going to let anything distract you. It is something that you need to do because the long term for you, you need, you are a sensible person, but, you know, when it comes to matters of the heart, your head is like everybody else. Okay? And you actually need to be more grounded in like, okay, this is my focus. Nothing's going to stop me. It's okay to be romantic and all that in between. But do not let anything distract you from what you're supposed to do. Just don't, because in the long term, you're going to have a lot more choices than you think. And also on a romantic level, you'll have a lot more choices than the emotional upheaval that I feel that you've had here in recent years. So you cannot, you're going to move out of that darkness, I'm going to say, okay, and move forward into a much brighter future. I'm almost afraid that you might have been married. I'm afraid to say it in case you haven't, because sometimes I cannot tell if somebody's married because it doesn't feel like a close relationship, and so I just don't even, it doesn't enter my head. But I do see you being faced with a true love's decision, and I don't know why there would be a decision around it unless there's someone else in your life, and then you've got to decide, because there's not usually a reason when you find like true love. I'm talking the stuff where you're obsessed with it, you know, where your head is crazy. You've got a decision to make regarding that. So I'm wondering if you'll have two people in your life and you're going to have to make a decision. I do not feel that you will make the wrong decision, and I think that you will go where there truly is love. If that makes sense to you at all.
I'm single, so that's in the past.
Yeah, but it's like almost like a choice. You know, like sometimes we think we love somebody and you think they love us, all right? And you don't want anybody else. You kind of think it's going somewhere. And then out of the blue, somebody will come in your life where you feel like your head's going to explode, where you think, oh, my God, it's almost like an infatuated, it's so different and a lot stronger and magnetic. And you're kind of thinking, is this just an attraction because I'm bored or I'm used to this person? And all of a sudden you've got two choices. And one is love, but one is true love, if that makes sense, okay? So one is like, oh, crazy, I can't live without you. And the other is comfortable, I love you, and I don't want anybody else. So good luck with that.
Wow.
That's what I think about that. Good luck with that when that happens. Actually, that happened to me, okay? I was with this guy for 2 years. We had a big fall. This is, most people that know me know this, okay? We had a big falling out, and I was so ticked off. I was actually living with him. And I went out this one weekend, went to my friend's house, and I thought, to hell with him. I'm just going to go out with my friend. I'm going to stay at her house. I was, God, was I ticked. And on the Sunday, I met my future husband. We had gone to a little bar restaurant in the daytime, you know, without bar hopping. I was going to this restaurant, and he asked me out. And here's me, I'm living, I know it sounds, now you're going to think slut, but you know, I'm not, okay? I'm just a normal person. So then this guy had asked me out on the Monday, so I stayed an extra day, and I ended up staying the week, and I actually married him on the Saturday. So I went back to the place, my apartment, on the Friday, and I said, I'm getting married tomorrow, and he said, yeah, right. That's what he said. And I was in love with somebody. How stupid this sounds, okay? I fell in love with this person
within a couple of days, and he asked me to marry him on the Wednesday. We got married on the Saturday. And we were married for 14 years, and I was the one, you know, the one of the divorce. So we were married a very long time. So it's kind of like when people say, oh, that's ridiculous. That was that sort of situation. I'd loved the other guy. I loved him. I didn't see myself with somebody else. But when I met the man that I married, it was like my head was somewhere else. I mean, it was like, oh my God, you know, I couldn't even stop thinking about it. It was like ridiculous. And you look at yourself and think, how old are you? Are you 16? You know, are you 16 going on 17? You know, grow up. But that's what actually happened to me. So when I think about that, that's sort of how I see this. I see you being with somebody and it's comfortable and all this, that, and the other. And then all of a sudden, boom, this other opportunity comes and you're like, oh, my God, what the hell happened? So that's what I'm actually thinking for you. So that's why I said good luck with that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I have to get on because I've only got until 8 o'clock
okay.
tonight. Okay.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna talk to others. But thank you for calling in. All right. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Okay, so my next caller is 860-461. If anyone wants to get a hold of me, my phone number, and I don't mean call me after the show either because I don't like that, is 727-524-1010, and my website is rosemaryfox.com. The only reason I say that is that some people call me and they, I didn't get my question answered and all that, and I cannot do that. Okay, that's not fair on me. And plus, I'm tired, too. I've been working all day before I even do the show. So I don't mind any other time, but I don't like these late-night calls and you know, I want and I need from you. I can't do that. So that's why I do the radio show. And that's why we do the free questions here. Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Susan.
Hi, Susan. So what questions do you have, Susan?
I'd like to know if you see me moving and if so, around when.
So you've got plans to move, but you just don't know when it's going to be, right?
Yeah. I could do it now, but I'm just not sure if I should, you know, go and rent another place or look into buying a place or when I should leave because I have family that... excuse me, lives close to me, and I'm not thrilled about leaving them.
Okay. I don't think, I mean, I do see, like, let me just see when I see that, you move in. I do not feel that it's any time this year, even if you plan to do that, okay? But we only got, you know, 8-9 weeks or whatever. We don't have long. I do feel that you will move next year, but it's a little bit longer than you expect. I'm seeing it around mid-May, maybe even the beginning of June, which is not how long you want to wait. But there's a reason for that. I feel right now you have way too many pressures around you, and like you said, you know, the question marks, like, I don't know if I can do this. But I do feel that when you do move, it's real successful. I really feel like it's like an easing up. Even family issues, whatever, everything will smooth out. And so there's a new key to a new door in a home, and you're going to be very happy with that. You're going to be very, very happy. The biggest problem that haunts you in any way, shape, or form is a financial, okay? Can I afford it? How can I do this? Blah, blah, blah. I actually do think that you will be able to because I see you doing it. So you're going to be happy with the but it's almost the biggest thing for you is, okay, here's the question. Are you looking to earn more money here or to job or something? Or there's something here where you don't have enough money.
Well, I have enough money to move. And even for a down payment on a home. But,
okay.
Well, something came in. So, yeah, I do have a lot of money.
Okay. All right, but see, what I want you to understand is, because I'm looking at either not enough money or whatever. So you know that this is what I don't want you to be a soft touch here. I don't want you to be loaning money, helping other people out if you have it, because you're going to need it for your move. Because if there are things that you need to get done or necessary or unexpected, I want you to be comfortable so you're not depleting what you have. Because otherwise I'm seeing something that you're not expecting. You know how that can be. It could be anything. But it'd be something you're not expecting, and you do not need to be overly generous or, sure, I can do that. But you, it's not selfish, but you need to take care of you. So if you have money, you know, hang on to it until you got what you need and everything is right with that. Until that, do not do anything. Don't loan people money. Don't do anything because you won't see it again. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think you're going to do all right, Susan.
I think there might even be, like, more financial abundance down the road. So
yeah, I think so, too. But it's more of careful planning on your part, because this is what happens with you, Susan. Every time that you trust and give in to somebody, you always end up having to take care of you anyway. So yes. I want you to think in terms of, let me do what I need to do for me, and then I can look at other things or what do you need? Because please think of yourself first, and it's not selfish. It's you taking care, so what I say about this country, okay, let's make America strong. Stop giving our money away. I know I'm from another country, but I'm Americanized, okay? Stop giving our money away to every other country. Let's make this country strong, okay? So that's what I feel about you. Don't be giving stuff away. Make your fences strong first, and then you can see, okay, maybe I can help you or do this or that, okay?
I thought about that, like, my goodness, start asking me for money, and what would I say if they did? Because I wouldn't want to be handing money out because I do need it.
You do need it. And you can't afford to give it away and never have it back or have any kind of concern at all. So I want you to just hang on to it, and you're going to be fine. I do think that. I think you'll do good, Susan. You've got a good head on your shoulders. So.
Good.
All right, darling. Okay.
Thank you
for calling. Bye-bye.
Hope you feel better.
Yeah, I will. Thanks. Okay. Who do we have next here? 720-366.
Hi, this is Ibatar. How are you?
Who is that?
Ibatar,
okay. Hi, I'm fine. So, Ibatar, what is your question?
My question is about travel, opportunities and travel.
Okay. Is it that you plan to do more this year that you didn't get done or not able to get done?
I had some interruptions with my book. I actually, you know, I'm writing it and I'm self-publishing it. But it just needs to be tweaked, and I need to do, you know, finish off the graphic.
Okay.
You know, and,
do you have somebody you're working with for your self-publishing?
There's a couple of people that I actually talk to, but at the moment, no.
Okay, I want you to go online, okay, and I want you to look up, and you can download this, okay, it's called Editors and Predators. And what it is, it's people that write that had books published or, you know, they didn't know which way to go or the whole nine yards. And it kind of is a synopsis on people's opinion, if they were paid right, if they took too long or they didn't do the right thing by them. So it kind of gives you a big picture of every publishing, everything out there, including the people that can promote you. You know, you get an agent and they get your book signings and, you know, that kind of stuff, okay? And I downloaded that a long time ago, so I don't know if it's updated, but that's what it's called. It's called Editors and Predators. And when you can download it, you know, if you've got a print machine, download it and read through it. You'll find it real interesting, and it'll be very helpful so you don't get ripped off. because a lot of the big names are great, but the royalties may not be so great. It seems like everybody else will make money and you won't. So I do see you moving forward in that, and I do see you making the right decision on that. As far as the travel is concerned, there's somewhat of a hold on that, and I'm not altogether sure if it's to do with maybe it's the legal thing, you know, like the, you know, you finishing the book. I think the travel and stuff is going to be in and around the book thing. That's what I think. I know you can travel other than that, but I'm talking about something that's consistent. Oh, I'm going to travel here, and I'm going to go there, and I'm going to, and I feel like there's a delay in that. That's because it's not finished yet, or you haven't done it, you know, got it in print, or the money and all that. You know what I'm saying, everything. But I do see celebration. Let me see when I see you doing some real constructive traveling here. And I do think it's, for the most part, business. I'm seeing this around about the beginning of March or March time. And I give windows of time, so it could be like middle February to, say, the end of April. So I'm looking around that time frame of something rolling, getting going and getting on with. You know what I mean? I see celebration here for you. So I know that there is going to be a lot of – I also want you to watch that you need to rest. Do not be pressured by other people. Take your time, shut the door, turn off the phone, whatever you need to do. Do not let other people aggravate you and take up your energy, okay? Because I feel like you're going to make the right decisions in pretty much every area of your life. And I do feel like this book is going to sell at a distance. So I'm actually wondering if you're going to get greater sales, not just in the States, but like abroad. You know what I mean? Could be Canada or, you know, Europe or whatever. You know, I'm seeing like a little bit different than what's normal here. Sometimes something does sell greater somewhere else. It doesn't matter as long as it sells, okay? But I think that. I think there's travel, there's long distance travel. So I think it'll be good for you. But the ball's going to be rolling next year for you more than this year, so don't be frustrated. Don't be thinking, oh, God, I need to do this and that, and it's not happening. Don't be frustrated. Just hang in there. But do download that, because you might find some very interesting things in that. But that's where I feel your travel centered around more than anything. I mean, yeah, sure, you can travel for pleasure, but I think it's more, I'm going to go here, or I'm traveling to the next town, or I'm going to the next state, or I think it's all going to be maybe going to mix pleasure with business. Maybe it's going to be a mix of two things. I think it's good.
Okay.
Yep. I want you to feel encouraged, and it's all going to be wonderful.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Keep your head up, girl. You'll do it. It's going to be great.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Bye.
Fine.
Okay. Who do we have here? Looking at okay. This thing always jumps up on the page, and I hate that. Let me see. 619-5549.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. This is Donna.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah. So I need to move in 2 weeks, and I'm expecting some money. Do you see any, do you have any, picking up on anything about that?
Okay, this money, is it from a legal action?
It's from it's a work situation. But
okay.
There might be some legal issues that are holding it up, I'm wondering.
To me it feels like there's a delay here, or you haven't got it when you were to. The delay is, just be patient. It is not, you are getting it, okay? So there's just some hold up, paperwork hold up, BS. So let me
check. Do you know how long? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at that now. I'm looking
I'm
at the,
so
okay, so we're in, I keep forgetting we're already halfway through October. So is it going to be this year? Yeah. I'm thinking the latest, the second week of November, the latest, because we've got like a couple weeks to go, mm-hmm. and then two more weeks, maybe a month.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm seeing that it's your wish is granted, if you get what I mean. So it might be 4 weeks, it might be 5 weeks, but you'll be happy about it. Not everybody's. I don't know why. I don't know why everybody's
not everybody's
happy.
What? Oh, okay. Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, I'm seeing that you're going to be happy, but not everyone is going to be happy about it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, that's
okay,
too bad.
Right? Wasn't it, though?
I think too bad. Yeah.
No, I don't have to do anything to speed it. It'll just come on its own, and I don't have to worry about it.
It's going to come. Your wishes are granted regarding that. I see a celebration and wish granted. I'm just seeing a delay, and it to me looks like paperwork of some sort that either hasn't been done, or you're sitting on a desk, or some crap. You know how this is, okay?
Yeah.
Some little thing. You just think, oh God, what is it? And there's a little bit of a wait here, but you know it'll be in time for Christmas here, so you'll have money, and it'll be good.
Yeah, but too bad it won't be before I have to move. I have to move in 2 weeks, but I'm sure that'll figure itself out. Somehow, some way.
You're not going to be too happy about that, but don't
about
worry.
What?
You know, this is like anything. My son met somebody yesterday who was lost her job, and now she doesn't know if she's going to pay her rent. And you know what I said? Oh, great, because the unemployment pays will take 3 weeks to a month before they pay her, so she'd be in the street. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like. You know,
right.
when you want something, it doesn't come the time you want it.
Right.
But you
will know.
Which will be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate your insight.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Okay. Let me see what else I've got here. Oh, God, where did it go? I have to look. See, I'm going to tell you, when I see the phone numbers of here, I look at the time beside it so I know how long somebody's been waiting. So there's a 771417. It's been waiting 40 minutes or so. So that's next. Hello?
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 Are you
close to your phone? Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. Let me move the phone closer to me. I apologize. There you go.
Okay. Hi, Rosemary Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Who am I talking to?
Michelle.
Oh, hi, Michelle. So, Michelle, what is your question?
My question is about two job opportunities that I have right now. One I already have. That I'm supposed to start on Monday, and then the other one that I really wanted just called me back yesterday, and they're doing like a background check on me now and wants to hire me also. I'm just confused about which one to take or which one do you see working out.
Okay, so the second one that they just called you is the one that you want, right?
Yeah, that's the one that I want. It pays more.
Okay, so let me ask if you should take with the first one or the second one. Now, go with the second one. I do think that they're going to hire you, and you'll be happier. Making more money is always a happy thing, okay?
Yes.
I don't care what it says, because it's hard enough to make. When you finally get it, you have to wait forever before, if you get a raise at all. So I would take the one that you feel good about, and I think that'll work for you. This is like a total change for you, though, right? This is a total change in your life here, this whole doing this?
Well, I did it before a long time ago, so I'm just starting to get back to work now after a while.
Okay. All right. So that's what I'm seeing is like that, because this is not what you were doing. Well, maybe you did it a long time ago. Okay. So I don't see any issues here. I feel like you're going to be fine. You're going to make the right decisions. You're going to make the money you need. And I'm also seeing you a lot more comfortable in about 7 months from now. There's also something here. Yeah, I'm wondering why I'm getting that. There's also something about self-employment of some sort, but I wouldn't attempt to do anything of that nature, not for about a year, okay? I think that you're going to, it's like, you know, for some reason I see you working for you in the end, but I wouldn't be doing that now. It's just like, okay, get your feet wet with this and get comfortable, feel like, okay, this is what I need, and then it'll be great. But I just don't see you doing other stuff right now. It's just not, it's not the right time, if you get what
okay,
I mean.
But the first job that I have right now is supposed to start on Monday, and so I don't know what to do. Should I start or and wait for the other one? Because the background check wouldn't come back until probably the end of next week for the second one.
Okay, let me ask if you should start the job you're going to do. You know, this is what I want to say, is if you start the job and you work a week, at least you have a week's money. Also, you'll know if you'll like it or not, but if you get offered the other one and that still is something you want to do, I don't feel that you're going to make a wrong decision. I know that sounds unfair to go and work for somebody, but I wouldn't turn it down. It's very, very hard to get a job, period, these days, okay?
I know.
So I would go to work like you're going to, wait and see what these other people see. For some reason, the second job, it might be a little bit longer than a week. It might be not the end of the week, but maybe the Monday of the following week or something like that. So you can't wait on who and when gets back with you. You do what you have in front of you. That's the smartest thing to do.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Sounds good. Yep. Thank you.
And then you're working and making money and not waiting around for whenever. So that'll work for you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. I'm wondering if, hang on a minute, I've got to check these things. I hate the way this stuff jumps up and down on my paper here. Okay, 804. All right, 804-303.
Hello. Good evening. Good evening. Thanks for taking my call. I try to hurry up and explain. okay, I try to hurry up and explain things since time is winding down. I'm living with two of my adult sons, and my oldest son, he's sort of just gotten in a relationship back in July with someone, and he's acting like he's in a hurry to start a future with her, but I had you know, put it in a place for last year to get an apartment for myself for the disabled, and my other son, I'm not really sure what he's gonna do, and my oldest son, he wanna start his future with this young woman, and I really don't have anything against that. But I'm really concerned about how his brother is going to feel once he tells him any time now that he's going to have to find a place on his own. Do you know if that's going to turn out badly?
What's his name? What's your name and what's his name?
Okay, my name is Vernell. Let's start with a V, like in Victoria. My oldest son, his name is Tyrone, and his younger brother, his name is Michael. And Michael, he has two jobs and two vehicles. And and like I said, Tyrone, he acts like he's in a hurry to, you know, get things going with this young lady.
Okay, so you want to know if Tyrone should move in with this girl? Is that what you're asking me?
Well, I'm kind of concerned about and wondering if he's going to really you know, have his brother get a place on his own.
He's on the fence about that. He has not made up his mind about that, but it's leaning towards yes. I'm not getting a definite answer. I'm getting he hasn't made up his mind about that. As far as moving in with this girl, I don't know what they think they have together here, but you shouldn't do it. Okay, that's my opinion. Okay, I don't think you should rush and do this. I don't think it's something that will last. I think it is purely physical more than it is anything. I just don't think this is smart. Okay, this is like, you know, wham bam, let's get on with it, and this is like headstrong is the word I want to use. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, so, you know, I don't think this is going to last. It's good that you're concerned, but you can't really change things because he's not going to listen to what anybody else has to say, okay? And he's going to do what he wants. I do not see, if this helps any, I do not see him being with her by the summer of next year, even if they sign some lease or whatever, wherever they go. I'm going to say like six-month window, and it's all up in the air and gone. Maybe even before that. But it's all like love and sunshine right now. As far as his brother is concerned, let me ask a different question. Is his brother going to find a place on his own? I want to know if he's going to happy. Yeah, okay. So this is the thing. If his brother is faced with that, he's going to find a place. Maybe he's going to share with somebody, but he's going to be okay. He's going to find something, and he's going to find his way. There's going to be a lot of frustration here, a lot of irritation, and you personally should not be worrying out of your mind about it. It's going to work itself out. I don't feel that it's that bad. I think where the brother's concerned from now until when he might move somewhere, it looks to me like a 4 or 5 month window. I don't feel like it's immediate. Whatever they decide to do, he's not going to be in the street, if you get what I mean. Yeah, it's going to be okay. He's going to find something, and it's going to be a good move for him. I see a lot of changes here and a lot of thinking that's not well thought out. I think it's more your son making this decision to do with this girl, and he wouldn't, if she was an ex-murderer, he would move in with her, okay? Nothing is going to change his mind. No. He would say to you, well, she only just killed one person, so that's, you know what I mean? It's like, it wouldn't matter what it was. He's not thinking, he's only thinking once that they are going to be together and nobody's going to tell them what to do and all this kind of stuff, and that's fine. That's his life lesson, and that's what life lessons are for people. So that's what I really feel it is. So I wouldn't worry too much, Mom. Yeah.
Okay. And also, do you know how much longer it'll be before I move? My name is on the waiting list, and it's been on the waiting list since the last year.
For an eternity. Okay.
Okay,
let me see if you're going to move this year. No. I'm seeing somewhere, I hate to tell you, more the latter half of next summer. I'm seeing a window of time between end of June. Let me see how far that'll go. Not beyond the second or third week in August. So to me, it's a period between end of June through July, beginning of August. So if I had to really pinpoint it, I would say around July. The problem with waiting lists, you know, you could be dead by now. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, she doesn't need it now. She died, okay? I think you're going to be all right. I think you're going to be fine when you move, too. I wouldn't worry. You know what it is that you worry a lot, and I know, but everybody has aggravating crap in their life. They do. Everybody has things. They think, oh, God, I can't wait any longer for this. And this is, then you're worrying about your children too, and they have their own lessons and mistakes to make. But surprisingly, your kids are really resilient. They're not going to be, you know, oh my God, it'll be fine. Whatever they choose to do is going to be okay. They're going to stand on their feet, and they got too much pride to admit otherwise too, by the way. So, so it's like, you know, why are you worried about me, you know, and all this? And even if you had a reason to, don't worry. Nothing's going to happen. It's just going to make mistakes like everybody else. So it's not a big deal. You know, it's just like the love thing. The love is like the love boat. The love boat comes and goes. until it's truly the right one. And before that, it is God knows what, okay?
Okay.
And that's,
well, Mom, thanks for letting me know that.
That's what I honestly think about that, because that's the way it goes, okay? So.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Well,
thanks for calling.
Well, thank you so much, Rosemary.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's a good mom. Not worries about her kids, believe me. Especially after, I don't know if you saw it in the news, that man that killed his 9-week-old baby. Oh, my God. I cannot believe what the world's coming to. Yeah, that just made me think of that. You've got a mom that's worried about her children, and then there's people that are killing them. Okay. Let me see. 727-873. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Rosemary. I sort of am in a situation tonight where I had a conversation with my dad, and I've been noticing him, you know, going downhill with his health. And
okay.
He kind of revealed to me, like, he was like, well, he's in a relationship with this woman, and, well, not really. He doesn't want to be with her, like, seriously, but he mentioned to me, he's like, well, who's going to drive me to the doctor if I break up with her? Well, they kind of broke up, and anyway, he's telling me that he has these, you know, his health isn't good and he's not doing well, but he kind of keeps it secret to himself, you know what I mean, like secretive about it. But tonight he's kind of admitting it, and he was like talking about me moving closer to him. So this is kind of my question. Do you think, it's kind of a multi-part, but do you think this woman will be, you know, with him and take care of him, or do you think that I'll be moving there, or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of confused because I'm not really wanting to move.
Okay. All right. First of all, what is that woman's name? I just want to know what she feels about, I want to feel what she feels about your dad. Okay, so do you know her first name?
Yeah, her name's Judy.
Okay, and what's your dad's name?
Victor.
Okay, so I need to know how Judy feels about Victor. Okay, all right, so how did you feel about her? Okay, here's the problem. Your dad is more into her than she is into him. Okay.
Well, that's funny that you say that, because they're presenting in the opposite. Like, she's saying that she's more into him, and he's saying he's not.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying to each other. Now, obviously, men can hide their feelings and things.
I feel like that he's really into her, and how she feels about him. You know what? I'm a little bit suspicious of this. Okay, so
yeah,
let
me
ask you about Judy. How is she financially? Would she be better off with your dad?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what I asked.
That's what I think.
The whole thing is, if she gets her feet under the carpet, slipper bed, whatever, with your dad, she's going to be okay. I do not feel like she has the money, or she doesn't have long-term prosperity here, okay?
No,
so
she does not.
So she goes with him, she's going to make herself comfortable. So the issue for you is, do you let your dad learn this lesson and he gets to be with somebody, you know, whatever, you know, let him do what he wants? The only thing I would say, this is what needs to happen. Your dad does not need to marry this woman. He does not need to, whatever he owns, you need to talk to him about that. Because there's nothing to lose if he has something in writing or an agreement with you, because you do not want somebody coming in and taking anything of your father's, you know, and then leaving him high or taking him for a ride, and they don't really love him.
Well, he's pretty stubborn about marrying anyone, because his last girlfriend, 27 years later, never got married.
Well,
he's pretty dead set on not being married.
I know, but when you get older, if he thought that he would lose her, or you, do you know what I mean? Or maybe this is my last go round. Maybe I should rethink the picture. He does not need to rethink on a financial level the picture. Okay, he needs for that to be ironclad. This is his life, his things, his money. He needs to make sure that if he does do something like that, that if anything happens to him, that she doesn't swoop in and is now comfortable. Thank you very much. Do you understand? Because I don't trust.
Oh yeah, of course.
The fact that what I'm feeling, okay, this affection is not what it appears to be. This is not two lovebirds cooing and, oh, my dad's going to be deliriously happy. No, there's a huge question mark in my head here about finances. And that's what I really think. That's what I really, really feel, that there's not enough money here and this would make her comfortable. And the security thing is more important than the love thing, which I don't agree with. I think you should love somebody, okay? I think you should be in love with somebody and it should be everything. Not, okay, if I, you know, I'm cozy up to you and tell you I love you and it's not what you think it is. If you get what I mean. So that's my question to you is, this is on the fence. You may not have to do this, but if you should choose to do this, I don't know if you should take on your, and this is not against your dad, because I love my dad dearly. He's not here anymore, okay? If you choose to take this on and help your dad out and you have to move and do that, that is a bridge you should cross should you cross it, you know, should it come to that. If this woman moves in with him, which is likely, okay, you just want to make sure that your dad doesn't have her, you know, oh, I need to feel secure. So, you know, her name doesn't need to be on anything is what I'm saying. He doesn't know her well enough, and you can have that talk with your dad. Just say, you know what, Dad, just looking out for your interest, and I want you to be happy. I don't want anybody to take you for a ride. So which I just want to ask you some stuff. I want to be clear on that. Because if you had, you know, that's what I'm saying. There's a question mark here where you may or may not do this, but you may not have to. But at the same time, you just want to make sure your dad's safe. Okay?
Okay.
I do not trust this woman. Okay? I do not trust that. I look for stuff where I'm seeing true love, you know. I'm seeing fireworks going off in my head, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, you know, it's true love. I'm not seeing that, okay? And if I don't see that and somebody's going to be moving in or getting cozy, then I'm looking for, okay, why am I not seeing that? And the reason I'm not seeing is the finance.
He dumped her about 2 weeks ago. Pretty much told her, I don't want to be serious. And then he actually went on a date with somebody else, and she was super, jealous.
I see him going back with her.
Well, they're talking now again, and then I told him, I said, Dad, I don't think, you know, I think if you don't want to have anything to do with her, then it should be done. And then he was like, you know, kind of weak about it. He's like, what if I need somebody to help me, drive me to the doctors, you know? I mean, obviously,
that's
his life. What?
That's an excuse. That's just an excuse. Like, you know, you can get all kinds of things or people that drive you to the doctors. He's just thinking, you know, oh, she's all crazy about me. Maybe if I was with her, it wouldn't be so bad. It's not a good. It's really not a good idea. But if he goes ahead and does that, I just want you to look care of your dad's interests. And then somebody starts swooping in there with your dad, and you're just thinking, and then you'll resent that person, because I don't really believe there's a real, you know, real serious thing going on here. Not like true love, like cooing love bugs and birds and all that stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's exactly what I think, but, you know, he's it is what it is, and there she is.
Okay. All right. No, I think just keep an eye on it, and then please talk to your dad. Just say, you know, if you do this, Dad, I want you to be happy, but I just want to make sure you're not tying the knot, or you're not giving away what you've worked for or what you've had all your life. You want to see if it works first. Will you promise me that? because if somebody's just looking to get comfortable and anything happens down the road, you're not having somebody come in and take what really blows your dad, especially when it wasn't that in the first place. If I thought this was all true loving, I would tell you. I would tell you, leave it alone, you're going to be happy, your dad's happy, blah, blah, blah. I don't feel that. I feel like, okay.
But you don't see me.
Right.
You don't.
Your instincts are right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course, but you don't see me, like, moving there, like, closer to him, do you?
I think you moving there, I don't see you doing that, which makes me think he's going to have this woman move in. That's what makes me think that. I just want you to make sure that everything all seems
above
board.
Well, it's hard for me to make sure, and it's hard for me to monitor everything because he's very secretive. He's not going to tell me what's going on. So it's out of my hands, to be honest with you. You can say that in theory, but I can't watch him. So do you think that this relationship will go on for a long, long time, like 10 years or something?
That's a good question. Do I think this relationship within her is going to go on for a long time? No. Let me ask in terms of years. And this is just like ballpark. It may last about 2 years, possibly 2.5. What I really think of why it won't last long term is I think there'll be a lot of back and forth. Okay, I can't put up with you, and they leave, then they come back. I feel there's going to be more of that, more back and forth stuff. Because there's a temperament between them that's not real harmonious. It's not totally harmonious here. So, you know, as we get older, we get set in our ways, and they both are similar in having their own way, if you get what I mean. That's going to lead. Yeah, it's not perfect by any means, and it's not true love by any means. So if this is convenient for her because she feels secure and won't feel poor and he won't feel lonely, then so be it. But I don't see it lasting like 10 years or now. It'll be lucky if they do 3 years.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I got you.
Yeah.
I thought they were real.
To actually meet somebody that he really does fall in love with. That would be wonderful.
It would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and it's not impossible, by the way.
I am kind of worried about his health and things that are going on, and you know, health wise.
I don't see him dying. If it helps, I don't see him dying anytime soon. Okay, so yes, he does need to. Everybody needs to take care of themselves when they get older, and maybe he will. Maybe he'll be a little bit more wanting to. Have more energy and everything with having a woman in his life, you know, to make this rock and roll, so to speak, as a relationship. But he needs to watch his diet, and he needs to pay attention to the things that's not comfortable when he eats. You know, there are things that bother him where he doesn't feel so good, and he needs not to be eating that stuff, okay? He knows.
Yeah. Yeah, I have zero control
of
all the things
you're
saying. That's all on him.
Because when he was young, he could do anything. He could eat anything and that. But there are certain things that agitate his stomach, and he just needs to take better care. I don't see him leaving the planet anytime soon, if that helps. Love him. Say, love you, Dad. Go visit him Christmas, Thanksgiving, or whatever, and kiss him, hug him, and have his back, and wish him the best. He's going to be all right.
But do you think I'll have problems with this lady?
You know how women know when they look at each other?
Yeah.
Somehow, I'll think she'll know that you're looking through her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because you're going to look at her. You're looking for, are you really in love with my dad? You know, that's what you're looking for. And I don't actually think you're going to feel that. I really don't. I mean, all kinds of people are great actresses or actors, okay? All those kind of things can happen, but I honestly don't feel that you're going to sense that.
Right, but my dad actually He really thinks she's in love with him. She's got the Academy Award with him because he's buying the whole act.
Okay. But I don't believe that's true. And neither do you. Because something in your gut is telling you. Yeah, something in your gut is telling you, okay. See, we always know. We do know that, especially when it's our dad or, you know, somebody we love like that. You kind of know. You're detached from the situation and you look and you think, okay. You know, you can feel, really, really feel it. It doesn't matter how great the acting is or the pretense or what it looks like. If you don't feel it, you know what's up with this. You kind
of
know.
I think he enjoys the process of, like, telling her, I don't love you, I don't want you, and then her being like, oh, but I love you, I like you, I want you, like that whole panic attack thing that she puts on, and like, I'm falling apart without you, and like, I can't live without. He loves that idea, like, of a woman going so insane over him. That's part of her game,
right.
You know what I mean?
I think your dad, he's going to be all right, and he has you having a watchful eye, okay? So it's not so bad, but it'll be okay. So anyway, we're at the end of the show now, because I only did an hour show, and they will cut me off here pretty soon. So I do thank you for calling in. I pretty much did all readings. I didn't talk too much at all tonight. So anyway, I want to wish you good night, and anybody that I couldn't get to, I'm really sorry. Call in next week on Tuesday, Spirit Talk, from 8 until 9:30. And thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. Okay, if anybody wants to get a hold of me, my phone number is 727-524-1010, and my website is www.rosemaryfox.com. And you have a wonderful night, and I wish you the best, and we'll talk again. Good night.